Good afternoon, students. You're welcome to AllSense e-learning platform. My name is Mrs. Onwuka, your agri science teacher for SS2. Our topic for today is dispersal of wheat seeds. We have previously learned weeds and their characteristics. So when you talk about dispersal of weeds, we look at the different methods by which weeds are dispersed. First of all, we look at dispersal of seeds by wind. Many weeds are dispersed, especially their seeds, by wind. These seeds that are dispersed by winds are always very small, light, have feathery winged floors or powdery wings, which favor the mode of dispersal. We have examples of weed dispersed weeds. I have the elephant grass, I have the tree dust, procumbens, we have goatweed, I have the guinea grass, and Aspilia africana. The second method of weed dispersal is by water. This mode of dispersal is common in riverine areas, because most weeds around there are dispersed by water. Fruits or seeds of such weeds have waterproof cortical air spaces within the seed or fruit mesocarp and very light. These weeds can fall into moving water or flood or even irrigation, and later be deposited on the farm, on the farmland, where they germinate and grow. We have examples, the wild cotton, the water lily, even the coconut can be dispersed by water. The third one is dispersal of wheat seeds by animals. Animals and man are involved in dispersal of wheat seeds. Animals disperse weeds usually have sticky hooked seeds or fruits. These weeds can stick to the clothes of man or adhere to the skin of animals while moving in the bush. You see that any wheat seed that can be dispersed by animal must be sticky so that it can adhere or gum on the body of the animal moving in the bush. Like the goat, when the goat enters the bush, when it comes out, you see certain wheat seeds all over the body. Even on human beings, if you enter the bush while wearing something like sweater, when you come out, you see that the sweater, all over it, you see attachment of these wheat seeds, which can be deposited anywhere. Also, some animals like birds can also swallow the seeds and deposit it anywhere along the line. Examples of such weeds are pigweed, Comelina species, Desmodium, and Trumpeta. We have the next one, and the last, dispersal of wheat seed by explosive mechanism. I repeat, explosive mechanism. Few plants and all legumes are dispersed by explosive mechanism. They have pods that are dry dehiscent, so the mature pod splits in a sunny weather, scattering the seeds. Some of them, they have pods, especially the legumes. You see something like the beans, as the case may be. Oil bean also can also be dispersed in this way. Cowpea is another legume that can also be dispersed. You know, they have a characteristics of having pods which get dried up on a sunny day. They split, making noise and scattering their seeds all over. We have examples of such weeds as also Centrosema, Crotalaria, Calopogonium, Mucuna, even Talilium triangulare, that's the water leaf. That's the end of this lesson. The assignment will come in the next audio subsequently, because the assignments, they are together and they are related. Thank you.